Hi, this is Donovan Mitchell, and you're listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
The Utah Jazz were fired from behind the arc tonight, shooting 58% from three. Meanwhile, the Pelicans opened the game 0 of 20 from 3, which no team in NBA history has gone 0 of 20 in a game. But the Jazz had the motor running and couldn't be denied from start to finish. The league's best offense was absolutely dominant tonight, winning the game 127-105. I'm Tyler Fountain, and this is your Jazz Game Rewind.
Ingram retreats out, takes a three over Gobert. It's an air ball. Valanciunas grabbing the rebound and loses it out of bounds, and that's part two of that storyline, is that if Gobert's got to guard Ingram outside, then guys are going to have to rebound. Donovan to the front court. He is struggling with his shot. He loops it to Conley. Open three, angle left is good.
Well, that play materialized very slowly, and I didn't think it was going to happen.
Clarkson gets up on his tippy toes with Ingram defending, former teammates. Out to Gay for a deep three, swish. Rudy Gay, who's been shooting the three brilliantly at 56%, buried that one from 5 feet behind the line. Ingram's their primary scorer still. He's on the floor. He catches the free throw line. Turnaround jumper with Whiteside popping at him is good. Ingram will take about 19 shots a night. He scores 22 points a game. Clarkson loses the dribble, goes over his shoulder. He picks it back up and fires the three and hits. He literally moved. The ball didn't come with him. He turned around, grabbed it over his shoulder, and then shot the three. He just needs a little chaos. Graham off the bounce three, left side, no good. Long rebound gets tapped out of bounds, or loose ball rebound tapped out of bounds, Jazz ball. You'll hear me mention this throughout the night. The Pelicans, on the off the bounce three, take the second fewest of any team in the league, and they're 28 in percentage. It is just not something they have in their repertoire, and it actually makes it hard in this day and age to do some things offensively. It's largely why they're 26 in the league offensively. They did not have a good offensive game last night. They made just one in nine attempts last night.
Not every day can you mix the Jazz with blues. While the New Orleans Pelicans were on a drought, the Utah Jazz were on a run and just seemed as if they were making shots from everywhere. Rudy Gay was also 4-4 from three.
Oh, Conley right down the lane. Kicks to Rudy Gay. Left corner, crowd comes to their feet as the ball goes through the cylinder. Left corner three for Rudy Gay. And the Jazz are back up 28. That is the Jazz. And left side, Garrett Temple hits a three. Pelicans second of the game. They call it a two. Jazz have 15 threes now. And Rudy Gay is 4 of 4. Rudy Gay came into the night leading the Jazz at 56% three-point shooting and is now 4 for 4. Rudy Gay came into the night 10 of 18 from three. He's now 14 of 22 on the season from three. That is 65%, people.
So do you think now, because of the way the Jazz use their offense and use their players, the position they put them out there on the floor, and you notice his looks are uncontested. I mean, they're not getting challenged that much. So maybe that three-point percentage is not sustainable, but it won't regress down to 34%.
I love your optimism, Ron Boone.
Just throwing that out there and hoping that I'm right.
Donovan Mitchell did lead the Jazz with 21 points, but seven players were in double digits and seven players made at least two threes. The Pelicans still managed to play zone defense, which made it seem as if Willie Green was oblivious to what was going on.
Zone defense is what it is. Conley snakes underneath the zone, gets to the middle of the floor, kicks to Donovan, breaks the 45 with an aggressive drive, high off the window and in. The Jazz are 14 of 25 from three tonight. The Pelicans are 0 for 20. The half-court offense of the Jazz has been masterful. The half-court offense of the Pelicans has been putrid. Jazz have dominated this one really from the get-go, Ron.
They really have. I mean, got off to such a great start in that first quarter, knocking down 6 of 8 three-point shot attempts. And right on time, Jordan Clarkson knocks down one.
And the Jazz now have 16 threes as Jordan Clarkson hits one. The Jazz are 16 of 29 from three. And the league's best offense is dominant tonight. Walker for three, good. That is the Pelicans' second three of the game in 25 attempts. Alexander Walker has both of them. Jazz have six players in double figures tonight. Your Zions Bank starters, Donovan 21, 15 for Conley, 12 for Ingles, 11 for Bogdanovich, only 4 for Rudy. Offensive rating for the Jazz tonight is a 132. And the thing about the Jazz offense, which wasn't very good last night, as Rudy Gobert goes to the line, is the Jazz offense is number one in the league. But they're number one in the league in so many different ways, Ron. They're number one in the league in 3 points attempted. They're taking 13% of their shots as corner threes, which is the most in the NBA. They're number one in the league in short mid-range shots, as Rudy Gobert misses both free throws, at 46%. They're number one in the league in long twos, as Satoransky Bogarts Conley into the lane and makes it a 25-point Jazz lead. They take the fewest non-restricted area twos in the league, and they are the number one offense, and it will only be increased tonight. Conley driving high off the window above the square, lays it up, and then Conley steals it, goes to the corner, fires the three, and hits. Oh, Mike Conley, don't do me like that. 104-72, five quick ones for Conley. Alexander Walker pivoting on a foot as he sees Gobert and nowhere to go. Hermann Gomez working inside. Gobert strips it off his leg. Picked up by Gay. Pushed to the corner to Clarkson. Fires the three. Pow! It's on! And a foul.
And as we see, the Jazz dominated from start to finish with no thoughts of slowing down. The Jazz will be back at home November 29th to face off against Damian Lillard and the Portland Trail Blazers. Tickets can be purchased on UtahJazz.com. This is Tyler Founder. You've just been hit with your Jazz Game Rewind.